home that I'm building. It's founded on love.
Yes, it is.
Its timbers are treated with things from above. I faith it is standing. I nailed it with prayer. And Jesus, my Savior, abides with me there. I built the foundation on Jesus, my Lord, my rock of salvation, my shield and my sword. And when I'm in the valley, or if I hit rock bottom, I'm still on the rock. It's filled with the praises that come from my heart, and the forces of evil can't tear it apart. When life's storms are raging and they won't seem to stop, I'm anchored in Jesus and I'm still on the rock. I built the foundation on Jesus, my Lord, or if I hit rock bottom, I'm still on the rock. And when I'm in the valley and I can't see the top, or if I hit rock bottom, I'm still on the
to be back in the house of the Lord. I grew up here when I was a kid. We used to live just down the road. You know, I've been all over the place, been hanging limb, lived in Monterey with Dad for many years, Cookville. Now I'm in All Good with my wife, who's here to join me tonight. And, you know, I'm glad the Lord knew where I was at and where I went.
Yeah,
amen. He's always been there.
Right.
I really appreciate these songs tonight. They touched my heart. The song the kids sung about knowing that man. I'm glad I know that man.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Most of all, glad he knows me.
Yes.
Yes.
Bless him all.
Glad Jesus knows my name.
Yeah. Huh.
He knows me personally. And I hope he knows you personally here tonight. Love me enough, amen, to come down to this old world as wicked as it is and write my name in the book of life. Amen. He gave his life for me. He gave his life for everybody in this place here today. God so loved the whole world that he gave his only begotten son.
Yeah.
Amen. Can you imagine what that must have cost the Lord?
Amen.
It was free for me and you, but it cost him everything.
That's right.
Amen. He came to this earth and he took off, amen, his glory as being God the Father. Amen. He became man just like me and you, because the blood of bulls and goats would not cut it. Amen. All that they could do was roll the sin back for another year. And they'd have to keep coming back and coming back. And the priest would die. They'd have to elect another priest, Brother Earl. Amen. But they couldn't do the right thing. They couldn't do it and keep it all perfect.
Right.
Amen. From the very beginning, those things were just a type of things to come.
Amen.
And Jesus was the ultimate, amen, only begotten Lamb. Amen. We saw a little type of him. Amen. Caught in a thicket in the Old Testament when Abraham was going to offer his son Isaac to the Lord as a sacrifice. Bible says Abraham believed God and he counted in him for righteousness. Amen. He started to lift up the knife to sacrifice and slay his son, believing that God was even able to raise him up the dead and able to raise a million multitude seed from him. Amen. But God told him to stay his head, and he found a ram caught in the thicket. Amen. That ram, I believe all my heart, was a picture of Christ. Amen. He was a substitute for Isaac. Amen. Abraham's son of promise. Amen. God sent that old ram to protect and to be a sacrifice for Isaac, Abraham's son. Today God sent his lamb to be our sacrifice. Amen. He is the only one that could do it today, folks. Amen. You got all that for free. Didn't even know I was going to say that. But amen. If you got your Bibles, turn with me, if you will. Amen. We're going to start out, amen, in the New Testament. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Really enjoyed them songs. It was good to hear Clarence sing again. That nice, low, rumbly, bassy voice. I love hearing that. Amen. And them good old songs that touch your heart. Amen. That's the songs you grew up on. You can't hear them songs hardly anymore.
Right.
I'm glad today that they still stand the test of time. Amen. You can hear them old songs. Yeah. Amen. They can just pull your heartstrings and get you wanting to be closer to the Lord. Amen. But 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Amen. We're going to start in the very first verse. I've been pondering over this today. And the verse caught my eye not long ago. And I thought that could be a message right there. Amen. Sometimes as a preacher, you're going to grasp at straws and you're going to hang on to whatever comes along sometimes. And that's what happened here. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat." Pay attention to this next verse. "And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them." And that rock was Christ. Amen. I sung that song tonight, amen, because it goes right along with a message, amen. I'm glad I'm still on the rock today. Glad the rock is still as sure as it ever was. Amen. There ain't nothing this world can do to move that rock. Amen. It's firm a foundation. The old song says, "How firm a foundation." Amen. I'm glad the rock is sure. It's steadfast. It's unmovable. Why shouldn't we be the same way? The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, the 58th verse, "Amen, be ye therefore steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord." I hate to know that everything I've done for the Lord was in vain when I come to the end of my journey and found out that I was come too short to make it across the finish line. Paul said he wanted to run the race that was set before him, amen, to win that prize of the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen, that rock we have is sure. You don't have to worry about it being moved. Amen, me and you will get moved sometimes. We get swayed. Amen, we get beat up by this old world. I know I do. But amen, I'm glad we've got a rock. All we got to do is just cling on to dear life. There's an old saying that says, amen, when you find yourself at the end of your rope, just tie another knot and hang on. Amen, I'm glad that rock is good. The Bible says that hope we have an anchor of the soul. Amen, you just put that old anchor in that rock and it'll hold fast.
Amen,
if you ever been out on a bass boat and you sit that anchor down, amen, it catches on a rock, that thing ain't moving.
Right.
That thing's in that ground and it's stuck there. And you don't have to worry about drifting too far away. Amen, if you got your anchor on the rock, you won't have to worry about drifting too far away. Amen, today, if you've drifted too far away, you need to go back and check your anchor. And you need to go back and make sure that rock is still sturdy and secure. Jesus is that rock. The Bible tells us that the rock that followed Moses and the children of Israel was Christ.
Right.
Paul himself said this in 1 Corinthians. Amen. I don't know how he got to that point. I think it was pretty interesting when I was thinking about it today. How did he come up with that? Amen. I begin to think about it. It's funny. You know, some of the things that happened in the Old Testament, they're just not natural. Amen. They can only be God.
That's right.
Amen. I think about the old burning bush. Amen. The burning bush that began to talk to Moses. He was out there on the backside of the desert attending to his father-in-law's sheep. Amen. All of a sudden he heard a bush speak out to him.
Yeah.
Amen. Told him things he'd never heard before. Told him how he's going to have to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt into a promised land. A land flowing with milk and honey. Amen. There were some other many miracles in that Bible in the Old Testament. Amen. And one of them was the water that flowed from that old rock.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible said that we have a source of living water.
Yeah.
Jesus said, if you know that there was water that was living, you'd never have to thirst anymore.
That's right.
Told the woman at the well in John chapter 4. She wanted to draw water from the well, and she said, Lord, what do you got to draw with? The well is deep. Amen. He said, if you just know what kind of water I've got for you. Amen. You'd never have to thirst again. Amen. She got her a nice old gulp of that water, and she took it out to the city, and some other people got refreshed off the same dipper of water. Amen. Come back to find the source of sale. That rock that followed them was Christ. Amen. In Numbers chapter 17, you'll find where the rock was mentioned first. Amen. Where it talked about how God told them to smite the rock one time. Amen. And Moses smote the rock, and water came forth from that. God fed the Israelites with tons of quail, multitudes of birds, manna from heaven, and he nourished their thirsty soul. Amen. With water from the rock. Amen. Every now and then it helps to go back. Hey, and get another dip from the well of salvation.
Yes,
David said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. I don't know about you, but many times the joy gets low. The cup gets low, and sometimes you got to go back. Hey, and say, Lord, fill my cup to overflowing again. Hey, man, give me some of that water that you talked about. I'll never have to thirst again. Hey, man, but the rock that was there, amen, was a type of Christ. Amen. As long as the rock was there, their supply never run out. How did you notice that? Amen. They always had water. Amen. And it said the rock, it was very curious. It said the rock that followed them was Christ. What does it mean by that? Well, you flip over later on into Numbers, and you'll find out where the rock, amen, was. They was in front of the rock again. This time, God told them to speak to that rock. Very important. God told him to do something different than he did before. Amen. Over in Numbers chapter 20. Amen. It talks about that. Amen. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I'm getting ahead of myself. Lord's moving on me today. Praise the Lord for showing up. Amen. But he said in Numbers chapter 20, verse 7, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take ye the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye to the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water. And thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So shalt thou give the congregation and their beasts to drink. Moses, he was already frustrated with the children of Israel. Amen. He had a little bit of a temper problem. If you know about Moses, he's a little bit of a temper problem. Verse 9 says, Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said to them, here now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? Already frustrated with them. Bible says, and Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock, not once, but twice. And the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And because of that, folks, because of that disobedience, he didn't tell them to hit the rock again. He told them to speak to the rock. He gave them a certain command. It may not make sense to me and you, but it doesn't matter if it makes sense. If God says to do it one way, and you don't do it that way, amen, you're disobeying God, amen.
Right.
It was because of that that Moses and Aaron was not going to get to go to the promised land while in this life. Amen. And because of that disobedience. But I want you to notice something. When they was in that place at that time, that was about 200 miles. I looked it up. That was about 200 miles from where they were the first time. That rock followed them all the way from the wilderness, amen, to a place called Kadesh Barnea. Amen, that's 200 miles from where they were at Mount Horeb, amen, which is Mount Sinai in the Bible. Amen, and it followed them the whole way through their journey. The rock was with them the whole time, amen. And Jesus is with us the whole time.
Amen.
He said, I'll never leave you, never forsake you. Amen, I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world.
Amen.
How many times has the rock been there for us and we don't even know it?
Right.
Not even aware of it. It wasn't mentioned there until later on in Numbers where the rock was there again that I found. Amen. I'm glad for that rock. I'm glad it's sure, it's steadfast. I'm glad that rock, amen, you can depend on that rock.
Right.
Amen. Psalmist David over there in chapter 40 of Psalms, he says, amen, he set my feet on a rock.
Yeah.
And he established my goings. I'm glad today that God is able to set our feet on a sure foundation and establish our goings. and to get going for the Lord. Amen. Many times, sometimes it feels like our footings is unsure, that we're slipping all over the place. Amen. But I tell you what, you need to get some backbone about you and determine. Amen. There's an old song they used to sing here. Amen. That's going with me all my life. I got my foot on the rock.
Yes.
And my mind is made up. Yes. Amen. Though I walk through the lonely valley of death, though I drink from the bitter cup, amen, when the devil comes a-knocking, try to show me there's another way. Hey, I'm going to stand right square on my feet, throw my head in the hair, look him straight in the eyes, say, my foot's on the rock. Devil, my mind is made up.
Amen.
When your foot is sure, and your footing is sure, and you don't have to worry about slipping around, you can have some backbone about you about the devil, amen.
Yes.
Amen. Jesus wasn't afraid of the devil. Amen. He wasn't scared of the old devil. He was just an old snake, an old serpent. Amen. God cursed him in the ground he walked on, told him to walk on his belly the rest of his time on this earth. Amen. And Jesus didn't have no worries about him. Amen. He knew where he came from and he knew where he was going.
Right.
Called him the Father of Lies. Amen. And used the Bible itself. Used Deuteronomy and some of the other scriptures. When he was in the wilderness hungry for 40 days and 40 nights. Amen. He used the scripture against him. Amen. And put him in his place. The Bible says, if we submit ourselves to the Lord and resist the devil, he will flee from us. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know if I'm preaching to anybody else, but I'm sure preaching to myself. Amen. I can't tell you how bad the devil's fought me today. Amen. How much he has made me suffer. Amen. Because of this message. But I tell you what, I came here to tell him that I'm getting it out, whether he likes it or not, because my rock is firm and secure. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I'm glad I've got a rock I can stand on. Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Glory! Hallelujah!
Amen.
Good preaching. Amen. Hey, Moses. Hey, boy, I got to get to this. Hey, Moses. There's a time in the Bible where he said, "Lord, we got to go to this this promised land. If you don't go with us, I don't want to go."
Amen.
He said, "You got to come with us, Lord." Amen. I'm going to paraphrase because, amen, I can't see to read it. But amen, if you look over at Exodus chapter about 34, you'll find where this is. Amen. But Moses, 33, somewhere right in there. Moses said, "God, you got to go with me to the promised land. You got to go with your children. You got to go with Israel." Moses said, "Lord, I want to see your glory. Man, I want you to get this tonight. Hey, if you don't get nothing else, you better perk your ears up right now. Amen, because you're going to get a blessing out of it. I know I did." Amen. But Moses said, "Lord, I want to see your glory."
Right.
Amen. And Lord, the Lord said, "You know, you can't see my face, but there is a place by me."
Yeah.
Amen. Did Jesus say, "Hey, I go to prepare a place"? Amen. "And if I go, I'll come again." Amen. He said he's going to come back one day as a thief of the night. And we better be ready. Amen.
Amen.
Because he's coming. He said, "There's a place by me on a rock. And I'm going to stand you on that rock. And then when I'm going to put you in the cliff to that rock, that little sliver, that little fissure, that little opening there. So I'm going to put you in that cliff to the rock. And then you're going to see my back parts. And then I'm going to cover you with my hand, but you can't see my face." Man, I tell you what. Hey, man, if you get a hold of that. Hey, man, let me explain some of that to you. Hey, man, he said, "I want you to stand up here by me. There's a place, amen, and it's on a rock." Amen. The Bible tells me and you that Jesus right now is standing at the right hand of the Father. Amen. He's up there. He's at the right hand of the Father. He is seated up there. Amen. And I tell you what, if we're in Christ, the Bible tells us in Colossians chapter 3, that our life is hid with Christ in God. Amen. And Moses said he's going to hide him in the cleft of the rock. There is a place in the rock in Jesus, amen, that we can hide, amen, from the old world, amen, and it's right by the Father. He said, "This place is right by me." Where's Jesus at? He's right by the Father. Where are we at? We're in Jesus, amen. We're in the cleft of that rock, amen, and we got access to the Father, amen, because He's right there by Him, and it's just as if we were right there by the Father, amen. That ought to make you shout, amen. We're right next to God Almighty, amen. Amen. The one that led them through the wilderness, the one that took them through the Red Sea. Amen. The one that the fiery children, amen, they were in the furnace. Amen, they didn't have no smell of smoke on them. Amen, there wasn't a singe of their hair singed in that fire.
Yeah.
Talking about God Almighty. Talking about the one that created this place.
Yeah.
He said, hide me in the cleft of the rock. He said, I'm going to put my hand over you. Amen. We're we're protected by God's hand. You know that?
Right.
Oh, glory. Amen. We're protected by His hand.
Yeah.
And that old devil can't get to us. Amen. If we'll trust in the cleft of the rock, if we'll put ourselves there where God can use us and protect us.
Yeah.
Amen. We ain't got nothing to worry about.
That's
this world
throws
at us. Man, that's some good stuff. Y'all be writing this down. Boy, I tell you what, I put him in the cleft of the rock. He put his hand there, and you know something else? Amen, when that happened, when he got in the cleft of the rock, amen, that's when the glory is being.
Yes, it is.
Hey, if we'll get where the Lord is and get with God, amen, the glory will appear, amen.
Yes,
well, we ask for God all kinds of things. Are we in the cleft of the rock, though? Are we in His protection? Are we in His provision? You say, I'm saved, I'm a Christian. Hey, that's good and dandy, but are you walking with the Lord?
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible tells us about men that walk with God. Enoch walked with God, and he was not. Amen. Noah, amen, found grace in the eyes of God. Abraham was a friend of God.
Yeah.
What can God say about you tonight? He told the devil about Job. He said, have you considered my servant Job?
Yes.
Man, he's perfect enough right in all his doings. You know what? We don't want to have to go through what Job did.
That's right.
Sometimes it feels like we do, but we don't. But I'm glad there's protection there.
Yes.
Amen. The devil can only go so far. God said, there's a hedge about him. You can hurt his body. You can touch his family. But you can't touch that soul. I've got a hedge of protection around me.
Yes.
Man, I'll tell you what. Just when it seems like everything's falling apart. Amen. God's got a hedge.
Amen.
Amen. And we're hidden in the cleft of that rock. All we got to do is run to Him and hide. And say, God, I need to see Your glory. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I don't know about you. But I've needed to see God's glory today.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did. I'm glad I came to the house of the Lord. Amen. There might be just a few of us here. Oh, but God said, whether two or three are gathered together, I'm in the midst.
Amen.
Oh, glory. I don't know what to do with myself today. Amen. God is so good.
Yeah.
Amen. If you just get a picture of that. Amen. You get a hold of that. Get yourself in the cleft of the rock.
Yeah.
Amen. And everything will be all right.
Yeah.
The glory will show up for you.
Yeah.
God's hand can protect you.
Right.
But what happens if you get outside of that? Amen.
Right, brother. Yes.
That cliff to that rock. That's our hedge.
Yeah.
We get outside that hedge.
Yeah.
The devil can do all kinds of things to us.
Mm-hmm.
He can wreck our family.
Yeah.
He can wreck our marriages. Amen. He can wreck our lives.
Yeah.
Hey, it's up to me and you
to
stay inside that bound of protection.
Right.
It's up to me and you to stay in that cliff of the rock.
Right.
Amen tonight. I don't hardly know what else to say. I tell you what, I've enjoyed it tonight. I've had a good time. I've got more out of this than I have in a long time. I've needed this. I've needed some revival. How about you? But I'm going to ask if you stay here tonight. Amen, Bev, if you come get a piano, a little verse or a song or something on a piano, Clarence, if you want to sing something, it don't matter to me. You just mind the Lord. Amen. Everything else, take care of yourself.
Amen.
You just mind the Lord.
Yep.
Amen. But if you have a need, amen, this altar is open. This cleft, there's just enough space here for you to get here. Amen. It is open and God is willing to meet you there.
Yes, sir.
And He's willing to provide the glory that you need your life if you'll come.
Amen.
As they say.
Amen.
Nothing else we can do. It takes a blood.